This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know about you all, but having had members of my family in the military, they're fantastic. And they are very, very needed. Well needed. In our country, we are only as strong as our military. If our military is weak, if we can't recruit, if we have holes in the wall, if we cannot maintain our national security, we'll fall. So anybody who's a U.S. service member or serves in the military, any of our branches, Godspeed to them. And God protect them, and I thank God for them every day. Well, we didn't really show that gratitude a year or two ago when we decided to mandate the COVID vaccine. Now, I wanted our servicemen protected. I wanted them to get it for free. If they wanted any COVID protection, we bend over backwards to help them with that. Just don't force it on him and don't fire him. Well, we lost thousands of service members who did not want to get that injection. Now, mind you, they have to get a lot of vaccines. They have to do a lot. But there were some that felt strongly against it. They want to put their lives on the line for the country. They want to protect the country. We have recruitment issues, especially now that we're promising free college. So recruitment is going to go down even more. But we had men and women who were willing to die for this country get canned because they didn't want to get the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine injected into their arm. I thought that was a bad move since day one. So you've had politicians such as former President Trump, Ted Cruz, multiple others say, hire them back. I think the Defense Department finally stopped the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and they're like, let these guys come back. And you know what? Pay them back pay. They should have never been fired. So I thought we might be moving to that direction. We're not. In fact, they're going to get spanked again, because now we're being told that they want these servicemen and women who were canned to pay back their recruitment bonus. So now they have to actually dig into their pockets and pay back. Some of you might be, well, yeah, they were recruited and they didn't stay, but they didn't quit. They didn't quit. Apparently you get a recruitment bonus, I think of up to $7,000 if you serve 6 years. You are entitled to bonuses if they sign up for six years. But according to Fox News, an anonymous soldier who was fired in May because he didn't get the vaccine had to pay back $4,000 because he hadn't served. What he did was he sold unused vacation days. I don't know how you could. So Navy is able to negotiate somehow. But he tried to pay the fee, and he called this move the final kick in the face. 3,700 Marines got canned, 1,800 soldiers, 2,000 sailors discharged for refusing to get vaccinated, according to the Defense Department. Now, the Pentagon finally ended the vaccine mandate as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But the policy, which was imposed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about 17 months ago, really screwed over our military, and it isn't just the people that got canned. It's their colleagues. An anonymous soldier said, I've deployed multiple times, and I feel like the last thing I had was selling leave days that I earned and was never able to take due to me being deployed or needing that time to prepare for the training cycle. He said, I was about to enter a new world with no income, and that extra bit would have been a nice buffer in my rainy day fund to keep me afloat until I was able to find new employment. Another anonymous soldier said the Department of Defense under Biden has continually fallen short with its treatment of rank-and-file troops. The soldier said forcing repayment of bonuses was the icing on the cake. And it has broken the trust between the military and government officials, according to Daily Mail. So the military is not looking really good these days. And we keep hearing that they are having a hell of a time recruiting. And keep in mind, 20, 30, 40 years ago, the recruitment pool was stronger because people were less obese, healthier. They don't have as many Gen Zs or millennials to recruit from these days. And so when you have thousands willing and you can them over vaccine mandate, we're getting ourselves in trouble. And so I thought we were going to be moving towards, hey, guys, we're going to hire you back. Our bad. We made a mistake. No, they're double downing. We cannot be a military that scares the hell out of our soldiers, because they'll say, no, to hell with you. They don't have to be. You know, we're not Putin. And so I'm not sure what they're trying to do. Also, I do find it odd that they're being very vigilant about trying to get bonuses back, but, you know, well, because the government needs their money back. Doesn't the government need their student loan money back? Again, I want to help the college students out, but, you know, apparently the government is not in the business right now of getting the money that they're supposed to get. Why are they going after the military? It's almost like, do you guys remember, what was that movie, Breakfast Club? Where the Emilio Estevez character, who was the wrestler, was the first one that the teacher kept calling on to do and work because, you know, it was like front and center. And he treated him as if it was his, you know, his inferior officer or his private, because he was already a part of the system. These military men and women then won't be a part of the system. If being a part of the system means you got to get a shot when you don't want to, and it means you got to get canned, it means you also have to pay back, what's then the incentive? You are dying for your country. There's got to be a little bit more incentive. Because these days, many people aren't liking their country, which is sad. So I say, don't be messing with their bonuses. If you fired them because you had a stupid mandate, let them keep their bonus or get them back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, somebody brought up the question to me, which was a good question, as when have we made it? When are we progressively graduated? When do we achieve our progressive or woke certification? And in terms of equality, in terms of progress, in terms of getting rid of bias, when do we reach that goal? Because it seems like the more we progress, the more we find out we did wrong. So, for example, one of my favorite artists is Aretha Franklin. I think she was fantastic. May she rest in peace. Her music was amazing. And she was such a glass ceiling buster when it came to women, women of color, music icons, entertainment. And she is one of the goddesses in the music industry today. And she blasted
you know, so many of the restrictions that she had to endure to make it where she was. And what she did for the women's movement is immeasurable. And one song of which helped was the Natural Woman song. Look now, I'm a morning rain. I could never even do her justice. But she just, the natural woman, you know, what is it? You make me feel like a natural woman. And it's a fantastic song, and it empowered women. And so when you think of the 60s, and you think of women, right, becoming more empowered, you think of that song. So if we were looking at the U.S. progress timeline, you'd be like, all right, that's the poster child. Aretha Franklin would be the poster child for that. This song was one of the inspirations, and the banners of women going out there and, you know, achieving, you know, equality in the workplace, respect for who they are. Well, apparently, though, there's some criticism, and in fact, it is being asked to be taken down and canceled, that song, because now that we have individuals who identify as women, but they might not be a quote-unquote natural woman if they weren't born biologically female, it's culturally insensitive. Now, I get, you know, progress is going to evolve, but the Natural Woman and the Aretha Franklin song is part of women's history. And so as much as we want transgender rights to be acknowledged and to progress so we don't have bias and stereotyping, are we actually starting to regress in our women's rights and, you know, this whole female... Personally, I'm not a fan of the whole female power, you know, because I honestly, we work as a team. I want to work side by side with men. I don't want to be considered better than a man. I don't want to be considered inferior to a man. Men might be able to do things better than some women. Women may be able to do things better than men. I still can't be standing up, you know, outside in a field, but I could do so in the shower. So I get there are differences. We're different. But I don't want women to feel like they're better than anybody else, male to feel better. But I do get why it did take a campaign for women to be appreciated in the workplace, to not have to wear bras, to not always have to wear a skirt, that they could wear pants. And so we made amazing progress, and I do credit Aretha Franklin and what she did in the music industry. The problem is maybe it's now going the other way. If you say woman, that could be culturally insensitive. Society is now moving towards you don't say male or woman. You don't identify as that. We're all the same. Some people may not even be a man or woman. They might identify as a non-gender, non-male, non-female. And so you could say, okay, I get that. You know, we're progressing. That I understand. I have a transgender family member in my extended family. I get that. I support it. But they're trying to cancel the song. So apparently, the Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance took to Twitter to condemn the song and says it ignites harm against transgender women. It perpetuates multiple harmful anti-trans stereotypes. There is no such thing as a, quote, natural woman. Now, it's a song. I mean, if you look at a Lady Gaga song, you know, Rama la la la, I mean, I'm sure somebody could say, what is a Rama la la la? But because this song was so influential in the women's movement, it is now being targeted because they say the song helped inspire acts of harm against transgender women. So the TCMA is requesting that it get removed from Spotify, removed from Apple Music. Well, then, if that's the case, it would also be YouTube. Just, yeah. And if Aretha Franklin was alive today, you know, rest her soul, I'm sure she would be like, okay, come on, guys. I never wrote the song.
to do that. We were, I was talking about how we are beautiful. You know, the song is about how, you know, women are, you know, I'm proud of being a woman. I don't shudder and I don't feel inferior. I am a natural woman. It's a call to, you know, love yourself but I understand all sides. Natural woman now is not a culturally sensitive term. You know, the M&M's got themselves into some hot water. Remember M&M's decided, somehow somebody thought that if you were going to have characters, make sure you have a female in there. Because if the characters are all male, it looks like you're kind of anti-female. So M&M's came up with some of the characters female. Well, how do you make an M&M look more female? Well, they had to tap in on a stereotype. And they made the green M&M a little sexy with some high heels. Well, then they got nailed for that. I don't need my M&Ms to have characters, okay? They don't have to have characters. They don't have to be male, female. They could be intersex. I don't care. They could be non-gender. I don't care. But because they wanted to represent women, because they like, you don't have any female representation in this, so they do something that's feminine, but it's too stereotypical. So they're getting rid of all of that, and I think they're going to use Maya Rudolph as their spokesperson, so they're getting away from the male. I think there's also an anxiety M&M, and M&M that's always kind of nervous. I think they might have played off of the, you know, the Seven Dwarves, the Dopey and Doc and all that. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed on this because I totally understand that we need to be culturally sensitive to things, and we have perpetuated some stupid stereotypes. I don't really wear high heels. Maybe once in a blue moon. And so I don't want to think that my whole gender is represented by that. So, yeah, but do I care? I just eat the M&Ms. I don't really look at the packaging. But eventually, if we are going to completely wash out any, you know, identifiers, then do we regress on all the work we've done? Now, you know, many jobs are hiring women. They'll say, you know, male, white male need not apply. We're looking for women and minorities. So if you do away with women, if you do away with, then do people just hire, you know, are then men going to get the jobs again? I mean, you see how they need to kind of realize what it is they want. The question keeps coming up. What is the goal we need to achieve? Let's achieve that goal and then let's carry on. But we seem like every week to be, no, we're doing this wrong. So then you're like, well, then fix it. Well, why don't we just fix it all now? But the problem is the more you fix, the more you might reverse. That's why there's all this debate and drama with female sports. It took decades for women to actually get to compete in the Olympics and compete in sports that wasn't just figure skating. And you have women now that are thriving on them being able to have athletic records, but with transgender women, it makes women feel like they are inferior to somebody who's biologically male. So are we being progressive, allowing transgender athletes to compete in the gender they identify with, or are we regressing what women can do? And are we highlighting the fact that women can't compete with a biological male? This is to the same degree. I don't know, but I'm for, let's figure out how we need to progress, and let's do this soon, because we just seem to be pushing the goalposts farther and not meeting the goals we need. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. CNN reports a lawyer for former Vice President Mike Pence has found about a dozen documents labeled as classified in Pence's home in Indiana. The lawyer has turned over the papers to the FBI, which is investigating. Police in Yakima, Washington are hunting for whomever shot and killed three people at a convenience store early this morning.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
This happened just hours after seven were shot and killed at two small farms south of San Francisco. The suspect in that case then drove to a police station and surrendered. A former FBI agent accused of working for Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy while still working for the Bureau, then helping a Russian oligarch after he retired. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of you guys use Amazon Prime? Yeah, I want a number. Raise your hand. I can hear you guys. I know you guys can hear me. I can hear you. And all your cars. So, if I ever give you a question, I'll just answer. I can hear you. So, I have Amazon Prime. I love Amazon Prime. Because if I don't have time to go to the store, if it's late at night and there's no toilet paper, and I've used up all the Kleenex, and I don't want to use the cat, I'll run to Amazon Prime. I'll take a shower first, right? Go on to my Amazon Prime, order toilet paper. Hopefully I can get it the next day or the day after that. Well, Amazon has had for years a hankering to get into the medical biz. And they have done... had Amazon Clinics under a different name. Now they have a telemedicine platform. And they also have, and we knew this was coming, Amazon Pharmacy, an Amazon prescription plan. And there's a bunch of medications on there, which is kind of cool. that you could get inexpensively, kind of like an Amazon Prime setup. So we're being told that they have a generic, now these are generic drugs, so not brand name, but it is a generic drug subscription service for U.S. Prime members. So for $5 a month, you can get up to, you can get 55 different medications delivered to your door. This includes your SSRIs, like sertraline. It even includes generic Viagra. Anxiety medicine, high blood pressure, diabetes. They cannot be controlled substances, though. But it looks like Viagra is allowed, which is a medication that I really believe needs an in-person visit to check the heart. Because, as I've said, if you have issues with the blood flow to your penis, there's a very good chance you're also having those same issues to your heart or to your brain. So still make sure you get seen. But this is going to be extremely popular. People could get amoxicillin. They could get Paxil, Prozac. So the program is called RX Pass, RX for prescription, RX Pass. Doesn't use insurance. The only thing is if you have Medicaid or Medicare, you can't sign up. So basically, they don't want, problem with taking Medicare or Medicaid for these companies is there's so many rules and regulations and risks if you violate it. I think they just want to be cash. They just want to keep insurance out of it, which is going to be fascinating as there's this big push for Medicare, Medicare for all. A lot of individuals are like, there's companies that are kind of bypassing this. Maybe I could work with them. So you won't be able to get insulin or a lot of specialty medications. And again, these have to be inexpensive generics. But you can't just go online saying, I want Viagra. You still need a prescription. The medications will require a valid prescription, and the flat fee is an addition to Prime membership. So your Prime membership is $140 a year, $139 a year. What, about $12 a month, $11, $12 a month? This Prime is going to be $5 on top of that. So in order for you to get, you can't just have regular Prime. You have to get that on top of it. John Love, Vice President of Amazon Pharmacy, said the average Prime member would save around $100 annually with the RX Pass. Now, the service is not in every state. It's going to be offered only in 42 states and D.C. Delivery is free. You can choose to have your medications delivered on a monthly or quarterly basis. Now, I still can't tell if these low-cost generic drugs also have additional costs. I don't think you get the drug for free. It's free delivery with the $5 a month, but I still think you have to actually pay for the generic. I want to, though, double check. They're making it sound like you get the medicine, all you have to do is pay the $5. So last year, Amazon had to shut down its previous health venture, the Amazon Care. That connected patients with a clinician online 24/7, 365 days a year. It failed to get traction from employers. Now, these telemedicine companies struggle if there's long wait times, if they can't always get a physician. I saw a couple years ago, this was before COVID was identified, that one telemedicine company I worked for, there was hundreds of people in line, and some of the average wait was 8-9 hours. Well, at that point, then what are they waiting for? They might as well go to an urgent care and get seen. So a telemedicine company like the one I work for now seems to really be on top of it and lower the wait times, and it's more conducive. So what medications can you get on RX Pass? All right, so allopurinol for gout, amlodipine, blood pressure medicine, amoxicillin, an antibiotic, atorvastatin, which is Lipitor for cholesterol, azelastine, benzoprine, biotin, bupropion, wellbutrin, cefalexin, Keflex antibiotics, cyclobenzaprine is that's interesting. Cyclobenzaprine is Flexeril. That's a controlled substance. That is a muscle relaxant. Cyproheptadine, donazepil, doxazosin, doxepin, doxycycline, estradiol. You could get your estrogen, your finasteride, your folic acid, your furosemide, glipizide, glyburide, diabetic medications, hycosamine, lamotrigine, is for mood disorders. We use it in bipolar. Lisinopril, Losartan, blood pressure medicines, mometasone, naproxen, nystatin, omeprazole, ondansetron, that's your Zofran for nausea, oxybutynin, which we use for bladder issues. There's a lot of medications here. There's restless leg syndrome medication, and then sildenafil, which is your generic Viagra, Sotalol, which we use for heart rhythms, venlafaxine, which is your Effexor, tamoxifen. You could even get your B12. So this is very interesting. I need to go get a little bit more information. You will still have to, though, have a prescription. The Amazon Clinic is now taking over Amazon Care. It is an online retailer. It has virtual messaging service connecting patients to doctors. I haven't heard much about how that's working. I think Amazon is really getting big. And power to them for being innovative. I don't want them to put everybody out of business. I think we do need a little competition. So it'll be interesting to see. And as I've said, Amazon has struggled with some of its other ventures. But the healthcare industry is huge, and there's a lot of money to be made. And so I will be supportive of them if they're saving you money. If you're getting unlimited access to medications for $5 a month and you're not having to pay co-pays for every single medication and you don't have to wait in line at a pharmacy and you're able to get it to your door, that is a fantastic service. It's just, I don't know how they're doing it for only $5 a month, so I need to get a little bit more information from this. We are, though, bypassing the doctor. We're going to be talking about AI and how there's these softwares that can do your research paper, that can take the USMLE. We need to be very cautious about dissecting out the professionals. And I'm not saying that because I'm a doctor and I want to make sure my industry still is able to work for decades to come. But eventually people are going to be able to just say, look, this is what I want. Because currently, that's what they're doing. They're doctor shopping. I want an antibiotic. This doctor is trying to tell me that I have something else going on, like throat cancer, but I've used antibiotics all year long for all my sore throats. I just need an antibiotic. So they're going to keep finding somebody who'll just give them an antibiotic, but they're going to be missing out on that cancer screening that when the doctor said, look, you're having too many sore throats, it could be cancer. So the art of medicine is trying to be Googleized. And as we're Googleizing, you know, they're, because right now you just, hey, Google, or, you know, you, I don't want to say, hey, Siri, because then she wakes up and then she answers a question. But right now you're accessing the internet for all your information. Prescriptions are going to be that way. I told you, I think it was in the UK, they were trialing.
Where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys are going to love this one. And we already kind of hinted to where we're going with this. So, did you guys see Terminator 2? When I saw Terminator 2, and I think that was in the 90s, it scared me. I really believe that we are hurting our own evolution. We are going to make ourselves extinct because of our tech. And we are advancing so much and so quickly with our tech that you're not going to really need humans. And when I told you guys that there was this robot that would be able to you input your blood pressure, think it could test your blood pressure, but at the time, a few years ago, you would input your blood pressure. Well, my blood pressure was 120 over 80. And I've been taking lisinopril. All right, here's your refill. The robot would handle it. And the robot would, and they were trialing it, and I'm not sure whatever happened with that trial and where they went. But we are already so far beyond that, where we have artificial intelligence that can actually take a medical licensing exam, the USMLE, and pass it. Now, there were two, from what I remember, I have to look at the study, there were two different AI programs, and they passed the test with a 60% or a 67%, respectively, but it was enough to pass. And I've seen my colleagues struggle and barely pass their boards. Are you going to use AI as your new doctor? Well, when patients complain and gripe about the long lines, or the doctor's closed because he doesn't have staff, or it's too expensive because health insurance costs too much, and they're loving telemedicine and being able to talk to a doctor on Christmas Day in the living room, they would be very willing to just skip the get that middleman out of there, or middle person out of there, and just go straight to the computer. The average person doesn't want to be argued with. They don't want to hear that they have a virus instead of a bacteria. They don't want to hear that they could get addicted to the sleeping medication. They just want to say, this is what I want, now give it to me. Just like walking up to Jack in the Box. Yeah, they call it Doc in the Box when you have a little, you know, booth and you do doctoring out of that booth. But I call Doc in the Box or Jack in the Box. People go up going, I want a taco, I want the curly fries, I want a vanilla shake with a cherry on top, and you know what, throw in a cheeseburger. That's how people want their medicine. And what people want, they get. So when we found that we have the artificial intelligence to pass a medical exam, is that going to be putting doctors out of business? Yeah, absolutely. It will. Because you are going to be using an AI-driven technology that may actually have, and I'm not saying they're going to be better, but they could, with AI, have the knowledge set that is much more finite in a human brain, which ages and forgets what they learn at medical school. Whereas you could have a machine or a robot or whatever we're calling it now in the 21st century or 22nd century. What are we now? Yeah. Okay, so we're 21st century. I don't even know anymore. You see why AI might help? Now, what about other industries? Apparently, there was a professor who said this AI technology can get an MBA. Now, college students have been using it. Some of you might be like, really, this exists? The college students and the high school students have been using it all the time. It's been writing their term papers. So there's, it's called ChatGTP, or Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. I think it's one of Elon Musk's companies called OpenAI. And students use this to write their term papers. Elon Musk is one of their founders. It has raised alarms in terms of ethics because students use it to cheat on writing assignments. Experts think it's going to have lasting effects on the U.S. economy. But the recent chatbot successfully, one professor said it could successfully achieve an MBA. And if they're passing the USMLE or passing the bar, you don't need a human. Ethan Mollick, associate professor at Wharton School of University in Pennsylvania, highlighted these reports in a recent post on social media. Wharton professor Christian Terwish found that ChatGTP received a grade of B or B minus on the final exam of a typical MBA core course. So you won't even need the humans. So let's say you need a logo. And you go into your computer and you say, hey, I want the logo to be attractive to teenagers. I want to hit this demographic. I want it to appeal to their taste buds so they buy it more. Come up with something. And it'll do it. Now you fire your marketing executive at your graphics artist designer who's making $80,000. This is concerning, but we did it to ourselves. And this is going to be a reality. By next year, we are going to see more and more people lose their jobs to automation. A lot of you said, no, because they still can't make a burger and they still can't cut hair and people still want to be around other people. True. But as we're in this recession and tech companies are firing and saving money, if a tech company could figure out a way to save money, especially since people aren't there anywhere, they're working remote. The argument you guys had on why robots or machines or AI will not replace humans is because people want to be around humans is already out the door because many humans are not showing up to work. Their boss doesn't see them. All their boss sees is their computer interface. Now, maybe they might talk to them on the phone or see them on a Zoom meeting, but we are training employers to not see us. You know, there's schools that have a video of one professor teaching and the students watch at one professor. You don't now need to hire other professors. You already have videos teaching. No, students need to be around the teacher, and I agree. I really do think that person-to-person contact. But what has happened since COVID? A lot of teachers aren't there and students aren't coming in. So this face-to-face interaction, which was so vital for sales, for teaching, for medicine, it now has been thrown out with the bathwater. However the analogy goes. People aren't seeing me as a doctor. They're getting my voice into their living room, which doesn't do a lot for my migraine patients, let me say that, or my insomnia patients. So we did this to ourselves. Teachers are going to be replaced. School districts are going to finally find relief for the teacher shortage. Employers are not going to have to be paying the high rates of wages, as well as the maternity leave and the 401k and the COVID leave. I think in one state, every time you have COVID, you're supposed to be paid to be off, and it's unlimited throughout the year. Employers are salivating for the chance to replace you with AI. And if they could get the answer they need, or the work, or the logo, or the medication, without needing an in-person doctor, nobody is going to be able to have jobs later unless they can figure out how to do something else that's with their hands. That's why you need plumbers. That's why you need electricians. That's why you need cosmetologists. Right? The trades, if you don't have a trade and you've been a suit this whole time, you might want to consider learning a trade, because computers are going to be taking over all the suit jobs, even doctors. AI could probably do my radio show better. You see? Yeah, I know. I'm honest. Just say, look, we need something kind of funny. We need something knowledgeable, but you don't necessarily have to know everything, because Dr. Dahlia gets a lot of stuff wrong. Oh, there we go. They could replace me in a day. Not cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.